WJT, N4ZLK. NAR, N4ZLK. N4ZLK clear.
KF4NXY, David.
N4ZLK, I hope you're well this morning.
Yes, sir, doing okay. Sitting here with a drink, with a cup of coffee, watching the morning news, kind of wondering what the weather's going to do over the next few days.
Being talked about. I'm planning on taking Friday off if I can, so I don't have to be out in it, especially as the evening progresses. I usually work till about 7:30 every night, sometimes closer to 8. And I don't want to be driving home in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be out there in it either. Me and the wife both retired, unless it's a doctor's appointment or something really important, you know. Bad weather, we don't get out there.
Say the other morning you'd had your back surgery. I think the last time we really talked, you were hadn't had it yet, and you were talking about it.
The latest thing, I do got some back surgery I need to have done, but the latest thing I had to have done was carotid artery. I went in and they did a. They were looking as to why I was having bad earaches, and they did a CAT scan on my neck and found my carotid artery was almost completely blocked, so they scheduled that real quick and got that took care of, so I got to heal up from that before I can get around to having anything else done. My neck looks pretty bad from the scar on it, but you know, like I say, I'm healing up from that pretty good.
I say something about a surgery, and I was just wondering, well, I'm glad they found that. My dad had both of his done at some point. He was in his 60s, I believe. Well, he would have had to have been, because he passed away at 70, but he had both of them done. They were both blocked. Are you feeling any different, or can you tell a difference? I mean, I don't know how long ago you had the surgery, but I didn't know if it made a difference in the... I mean, it surely has to make a difference in the blood flow.
I think it made a difference in the blood flow, and I'm not having as many earaches and headaches as I was having. Might be some other improvements. I just think it's kind of early to tell.
Those are important pathways, that's for sure. That's where most of the blood, I think, goes up to your brain. That's very important.
It might make you work a little better than it was working, and thankfully the other side of my neck was okay. Wasn't any blockage there, so it ought to. I think it's, you know, it was a good thing to find it and get it fixed.
Have it done, but glad it seemed like it was successful. And I hope you recover quickly from all that.
Yeah, with it being so close to Christmas, I didn't want to be stuck in the hospital over Christmas, but. Yeah, I got, you know, I stayed, you know, one day and then I was home, so it worked out all right. Well, be careful out there. Just wanted to speak at you and see how you're doing. And I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your final.
Thanks for the call, and nice to hear you. I'm glad you're doing all right. And yeah, I'm not far from work, so that's good timing. And man, traffic is, got used to the last couple of weeks, school being out, and traffic was a little bit lighter, but boy, it's awful this morning. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, 73.
KQ4WJT.
There you are. I figured you'd already be at work.
Yeah, I had PT from 7 to 8 this morning, and then I'm driving over to Greer for a meeting up on the roof. Let's go over a couple things and then up to the office.
How far PT do you have?
4 months. I'm trying to build muscles back up in my leg to pass this back to sport test that they have. Once I pass that, I think we'll break for a couple more months and then check back in with them. And then from there, it's really just get back on my feet and doing what I was doing before.
Part where you hurt your knee in the first place?
Where the goal is to wreck the bike, but it may happen here or there.
Stop doing this kind of stuff. Your family's growing.
They're doing that race again in the spring, and I'm tempted to do it still, but take it easy. It kind of just depends on how my knee's doing.
Just go for the participation and not try to win the race.
When I raced it, my ACL was torn and I didn't even know it, but I still took it easy because of all the rain and mud. But it's part of the reason why I kind of stopped whitewater kayaking was after having Ada, and then now another baby kind of puts a whole different perspective on life.
For most people, some people don't pay attention to it. They still get out there and do whatever they've, you know, all those life-threatening or life-endangering activities, thrill seekers. Most people are not that way, though.
I wonder if I got that from you or Mom.
I don't know if you got it from either one of us. I never was much of a real thrill seeker. I was always more concerned about making it home safely.
An anomaly, no. Last time I went, well, it wasn't the last time, but one of the last few times I went kayaking was up on DuPont after a hurricane came through, and I spilled real bad and got pretty good hypothermia, and that was kind of what I think did me in on that.
Remember that. Of course, you told me after the fact. This morning or last night, anything?
She's still going to work, so she's baby still brewing, but hopefully soon enough. Kind of hoping soon because got back for another couple weeks, so just make things a little difficult with all my stuff going on.
It can happen Friday night.
That's probably when it's going to happen.
It will happen, so we're looking forward to it. One more thing before I get to work. Were you able to put the radio back up, or is, I know the Velcro wasn't sticking well, and maybe if you used a hair dryer or something to heat the plastic up. That stuff is supposed to stick on outdoors on concrete and things like that. That's what they claimed anyway on the box.
Been able to. I think the problem is that the plastic that molds around the center console here is not plumb or flush. It's kind of curved a little bit, and so only one side of the Velcro will stick at a time, and the metal, frame that the radio sits in will just kind of pull it off with its rigidity, so might try and figure something else out for it.
Okay, not connecting on both sides at the same time. Well, I've got another pack of that Velcro if that'll help. I don't know if you could put one in, even in the middle of the frame, that maybe that'll support it better.
Well, I may just wait to try the Velcro again until it heats up, just so I know it's real warm. But I might also, there's a place I can throw a zip tie around the bracket and then tie it, the zip tie above it. So maybe Velcro sticks on one and zip tie holds it on the other side, and that'll probably be good enough.
You don't want that radio body to be sliding around. So anyway, I got a phone call and I'm almost at work. So you have a good day. I love you. We'll talk to you later. KQ4WJT and 4ZLK.
Stay warm. N4ZLK, KQ4WJT.